Developers must try to build around wetlands, but if they can't, they can build new wetlands somewhere else. Federal agencies say the new rule helps clarify what developers must do to make sure the nation doesn't lose more of its wetlands. Jim Murphy is with the National Wildlife Federation. He doesn't like the rule.
If you're losing, you know, a high-quality marsh or a fen and getting a golf pond, even if you're counting up acreage and you're getting more acreage, you're getting a much less valuable resource in return.
Murphy says some studies show that up to 80% of these man-made wetlands eventually fail. The new rule also allows developers to create a new stream if they have to destroy one. Murphy says there's very little evidence that a stream can ever be replaced. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.